Chapter 4. Powerful Processes. Dr. Joe Vitale.
A lot of people feel stuck or in prison or confined by their current circumstances. And I'm trying to point out that whatever your circumstances right now, that is only your current reality. And current reality will begin to change as a result of beginning to use the secret.
Your current reality or your current life is a result of the thoughts you have been thinking. All of that will totally change as you begin to change your thoughts and change your feelings.
That a man can change himself and master his own destiny is the conclusion of every mind who is wide awake to the power of right thought. Christian D. Larson.
Lisa Nichols.
When you want to change your circumstances, you must first change your thinking. Every time you look inside your mail expecting to see a bill, guess what? It'll be there. Each day you go out dreading the bill. You're never expecting anything great. You're thinking about debt. You're expecting debt. So debt must show up so you won't think you're crazy. And every day you confirm your thought. Is debt going to be there? Yes, debt's there. Is debt going to be there? Yes, debt's there. Why? Because you expected debt to be there. So it showed up because the law of attraction is always being obedient to your thoughts. Do yourself a favor. Expect a check.
Expectation is a powerful attractive force because it draws things to you. As Bob Proctor says, desire connects you with the thing desired, and expectation draws it into your life. Expect the things you want, and don't expect the things you don't want. So what do you expect now?
James Ray.
Most people look at their current state of affairs and they say, this is who I am. That's not who you are. That's who you were. You see, if you look at your current state of affairs right now, let's say, for instance, that you don't have a lot of money in your bank account, or you don't have the relationship that you want, or your health and fitness isn't up to par. That's not who you are. That's the residual outcome of your past thoughts and actions. So we're constantly living in this residual, if you will, of the thoughts and the actions we've taken in the past. When you look at your current state of affairs and define yourself by that, then you doom yourself to have nothing more than the same in the future.
All that we are is a result of what we have thought. Buddha.
I would like to share a process with you that came from the great teacher Neville Goddard in a lecture he delivered in 1954 entitled The Pruning Shears of Revision. This process has had a profound effect on my life. Neville recommends at the end of every day, before you go to sleep, to think through the events of the day. If any events or moments did not go the way you wanted, replay them in your mind in a way that thrills you. As you recreate those events in your mind exactly as you want, you are cleaning up your frequency from the day, and you are emitting a new signal and frequency for tomorrow. You have intentionally created new pictures for your future. It is never too late to change the pictures.
The powerful process of gratitude. Dr. Joe Vitale.
What can you do right now to begin to turn your life around? I'll tell you two or three things. Start making a list of things to be grateful for. Start with that, because this shifts your energy. It starts to shift your thinking. Where before this exercise, you might be focusing on what you don't have, and you might be focusing on your complaints, and you might be focusing on whatever the problems are. When you do this exercise, you start to go in a different direction. You start to be grateful for all the things that you feel good about.
If it is a new thought to you that gratitude brings your whole mind into closer harmony with the creative energies of the universe, consider it well, and you will see that it is true. Wallace Wattles.
Marcy Shimoff.
Gratitude is absolutely the way to bring more into your life.
Dr. John Gray, psychologist, author, and international speaker.
Every man knows that when his wife's appreciating him for the little things he does, what does he want to do? He wants to do more. It's always about appreciation. It pulls things in. It attracts support.
Dr. John DeMartini.
I've said for many years that whatever we think about and thank about, we bring about.
James Ray.
Because that's that feeling that you have to have, you know. And so for me, it's been such a powerful exercise every morning to get up and say thank you. Every morning when my feet hit the floor, thank you. And then I start running through what I'm grateful for as I'm going to brush my teeth and do the things I do in the morning. And I'm not just thinking about them and doing some rote routine, but I'm putting it out there and I'm feeling the feelings of gratitude.
The day we filmed James Ray sharing his powerful exercise of gratitude is one I will never forget. From that day on, I made James's process my life. Every morning, I do not get out of bed until I have felt the feelings of gratitude for this brand new day and all I'm grateful for in my life. Then as I get out of bed, when one foot touches the ground, I say thank, and you as my second foot touches the ground. With each step I take on my way to the bathroom, I say thank you. I continue to say and feel thank you as I'm showering and getting ready. By the time I'm ready for the day, I have said thank you hundreds of times. As I do this, I'm powerfully creating my day and all that it'll contain. I am setting my frequency for the day and intentionally declaring the way I want my day to go, rather than stumbling out of bed and letting the day take control of me. There is no more powerful way to begin your day than this. You are the creator of your life, and so begin by intentionally creating your day. Gratitude was a fundamental part of the teachings of all the great avatars throughout.